When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 2nd edition. We have a monster 12-game slate. It's a fun one. It's loaded, some great pitching, some really good spots to target with bats. It's going to be a fun slate, all kinds of ways to build. So you might want to join Game of the Edge Fantasy, where we have the Discord going over there. We have my daily cheat sheets and much, much more. But if not, thanks for listening. Give this podcast a rating, view on iTunes. I'd appreciate it. Got the Bench with Bubba podcast, Bubba and the Bloom, and much more on my written content as well. And you can find all that on my Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Let's check out the totals on this 12-game slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Guardians, Yankees, 7. Cubs, Nationals, 9. Twins, White Sox, 8.5. We have Jays, Red Sox, 9.5. Orioles, Royals, 9. Angels, Cardinals, 9. D-backs, Rangers, 8. Giants, Astros, 8. Brewers, Rockies, Coors Field, 11.5. Mariners, A's, 8. Reds, Padres, 8.5. Phillies, Dodgers, 8. So as you can tell, we have we have a handful of 9-plus totals and a handful of in the 8s. So it's going to be a fun, fun slate. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. Got Garrett Cole at 11-5 leading the way against the Cleveland Guardians. It is a really, really good – Cole's been great. Do I think you need Cole on this slate? No. That's the biggest difference. Cleveland doesn't strike out a ton. Herman was successful in 8 1/3, but you don't need to use Garrett Cole on the slate. That's just my two cents. He's a great play. If you want to pay up for him, he's got, 40 plus point ceilings with probably one of the safer floors out there. So if you want to go that way, you can. I'll save money. I'll start with guys like Joe Ryan at 10-5 at the Chicago White Sox. Joe Ryan has been elite this year. ERA below 3. He's gone at least 6 innings in all 5 starts. He's got a win in every start. He's got quality starts in 4 or 5. He's got 6 or more Ks in 4 or 5. Dude's just been an electric factory. And now he gets the wonderful, depleted, just disgusting Chicago White Sox, who are striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And their team is just in a complete tailspin right now. So Joe Ryan at 10-5 is a phenomenal play on this slate. I'll keep riding Zach Gallen at $10,000. We've been using him a ton. He's going to be more and more popular, but 4 straight 30-plus DK point starts. He's got 4 straight starts without allowing a run. That is 14, 20 and 2/3, 27 innings pitched with 0 runs. He has 11 or more Ks in 3 of those 4 starts, 7 or more in all 4. Dude's been awesome. Gets the Texas Rangers. Team striking out 22.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Their offense is good, though. 120 WRC plus, 187 ISO versus righties. I'll take my chances with Gallen if you so choose. I kind of like Joe Ryan a little bit more. Zero problem with Zach Gallen. If you want to save some more money, though, Hunter Brown's $9,600 against the Giants. This is a great spot for Hunter Brown. 3 of his last 4 starts, he's got at least 7 innings with 0 earned run in each of those starts, 7 or more Ks in each of those starts. And now you get a Giants team you can pick on. No Yaz, which is back. He's hitting almost 290 on the season, crushing right-handed pitching. Crawford is what it is. But this team just got even worse with these IL stints. They're striking out 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. It is funny, though. They have a 257 average, 229 ISO, and a 126 WRC plus versus righties. That's a big surprise, but they still strike out a ton. I like Hunter Brown in this matchup at 9,600. So you got Ryan, Gallen, Brown up top if you want to pay up. I have zero problem with any of them. I rate it probably Ryan, Brown, Gallen, all really, really good spots. Now in the mid-range here, you got Yusei Kikuchi at $8,300 going up against the Boston Red Sox. Kikuchi's been very, very strong of late. He's only got 6 walks in the season, which is great. His ERA is 3. He's giving you 5-plus innings in 4 or 5 starts. He has 1 run in those 4 starts. He's got the strikeouts going in 3 of those 4 starts. So that's very, very good to see. Now, Boston, they got some guys that can hit lefties. That's for darn sure. As a team, though, 23.3% K rate, 149 ISO, 103 WRC+. Plus. So Kikuchi 83, you can go there. In the grand scheme of things, you're paying for one of the dudes up top. and we're just going to cut to the chase here. You're dropping down to Tanner Bibee at $6,500 at the New York Yankees, a just depleted Yankees team. Bibee coming off his debut, 5 1/3, 1 earned, 8 Ks, no walks against the Colorado Rockies. Obviously, the Yankees aren't the Rockies. At the same time, are they not the Rockies? Because they're bad, and they have no Aaron Judge either. They're striking out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Tanner Bibee at $6,500 is really strong and be very popular. Steven Matz can be contrarian at $5,900 if you want. You have Mason Miller going up against Seattle at 57. He led kind of a dud against the Angels his last time out. Still, he's only gone 4 or 4 1/3 in both starts. Got 86 pitches his last start. Strikeouts will be there. It's just, can you go deep enough into the games? If I'm going to punt, I'm just going to go straight to the man of the hour. Bryce Miller, 4K at the Oakland Athletics. Bryce Miller is going to be making his MLB debut. He has struggled in Double A this year. There's no sugarcoating that. ERA over 6. Talked about that on the First Pitch podcast if you want to get that whole breakdown. But in 2022, he at Low A, High A, and Double A was just filthy. Over a K per inning. Ratios in the low 3s. He was awesome. He's a 2021 fourth round draft pick, so he's come up very, very quick. The dude's good. I saw, I think, a Susan Slusser, beat reporter for the A's and Giants. She tweeted out that Bryce Miller and Mason Miller faced each other in the Texas League earlier this season. That tells you a lot. They're both in Double A together. Bryce Miller, very good young arm. The question is, how stretched out should he be? He should be rather stretched out. I'll say that much. He's only thrown about 19 innings this season in his 4 appearances, but he's gotten hit around. I'd imagine 60 to 70 pitches, hopefully more, but 60 to 70 at 4K, I'll take that chance. So the way I look at this slate, you got Joe Ryan at 10.5, you got Gallen at 10K, you got Hunter Brown at 96. Kikuchi's there if you want. But it's Gallen, Brown, Ryan up top, and then you just drop down. Do you want Tanner Bibee at 65, or do you want Bryce Miller at 4K? There's obviously other ways to go. We're going to see lineups. We'll talk about it in the Discord. But right now, if you want to keep it real simple, it's the 3 dogs up top and the 2 punts down below, the 2 prospects. So have some fun with that in your lineup builds.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's take a look at the bats on this 12-game Tuesday DraftKings slate. Catcher's position for you here. Rushman is going up against Ryan Yarbrough at $5,300. I like that. I don't know how long Yarbrough will be for this game, but yeah, I'll take my chances there. If you want to save, though, you want to go down, you got William Contreras and Coors at 46 versus Feltner. I'm a big fan of attacking Feltner, so William Contreras is an option there. It is their first game in Colorado. It's been well documented. Dyer's talked about it a lot in the Discords. that you for the team's first game in Coors can be a little bit of a letdown. It's been a proven thing. Cheaper options, though, if you don't want to go to the boys up top. You got Cal Raleigh versus Mason Miller at 41. The reason I don't mind Seattle, and I said it with the Angels, and it came out true, because the Angels scored four runs off of Miller. But Miller's not going deep, so you're probably getting five-ish, give or take, probably close to 5.5 innings of A's bullpen, which is dreadful, absolutely dreadful. So you have something going for you there. So Cal Raleigh at 41 can be a play. Going down below that, though, man, my boy Jonah Heim going up against Zach Gallen at $3,800. T's and P's to both sides. If you think Bryce Miller struggles, and right, it's definitely an option. Shea Langelier is $3,600. You can go there. Chad Wallach's $3,500 for Steven Matz. I like that as a value potentially. Danny Jansen's at 33 as another potential value for you. If you drop down to the low threes into the twos, Kyber Ruiz is $2,900 versus Wesneski. Ruiz is actually hitting decent, especially at that price point. He's not priced up. He can get you probably 5 to 10 points, give or take. So you got some options there. Other than that, you know, you got Wong, you got Barnes if they're super cheap, if they're even in the lineups, but not too much else. First base position for you here, you got Shohei Ohtani at 65. That's interesting versus Mets, but I'd rather save some cash. Goldschmidt at 57 versus Patrick Sandoval is definitely in play. I don't mind Freddie Freeman, lefty-lefty. I like Matt Strom a lot. Probably not going deep into the game, 5, maybe 6 innings. Freeman's been swinging it really well, so if you want to be contrarian, you can go there. Or you just say, screw it, and you pay $4,800 for Rowdy Tellez and Coors versus Feltner. That seems pretty cool. Pretty cool to me. Ryan Mountcastle's $4,700 versus Yarbrough. That's a nice pivot off of Tellez, but Tellez at 48. Pretty good. Some other guys here, Joey Gallo in tournaments. I loved him earlier when he was super cheap, but he's getting priced up because he's earned it. He's pitched great. I've written and talked about him enough. He's $4,500 versus Kopech, who's not good. And then you get, you know, bad White Sox bullpen also. So Joey Gallo at 45 is a good tournament play. I'd still rather have Rowdy Tellez. Like, don't get cute sometimes. Going down cheaper, though, I like Brandon Drury versus Matt. Drury loves himself a lefty, swinging a really hot stick. He's $4,100. And that one, Jake Cronenworth, 4K versus Ashcraft. I'd rather have Drury in that price range. If you go down even cheaper, though, Arizona's interesting because John Gray has struggled a lot this season. His velocity's been down, not fooling people. Christian Walker had a nice weekend series. Hopefully he keeps that momentum going into this two-gamer versus Texas. So Christian Walker at 38. Tyler Wells is a guy that I'm not really as high on as other people. He's way too volatile. That allows guys like Vinny Pascantino at $3,700 to have some value. Vinny P has been slowly getting it going. Hit .293 over his last 10 games with two home runs and two doubles. Love seeing him slowly start to hit the baseball. He's got double-digit DK points in two of his last four games. He's $3,700 versus Wells. So he's a guy to keep in mind. Like, if you don't want to take the guys up top, you want to pay for take two expensive pitchers, don't even take Bybee or Bryce Miller. There will be value on a 12-game slate. Like I mentioned, Pascantino. If you don't believe in Kikuchi, Justin Turner's 36, but Turner's been pretty bad as well, so keep that in mind. If you didn't go with Christian Walker at 38, Pavin Smith, all they gave him is outfield back. Thank God. So now you can play Walker and Smith. Pavin Smith's first base outfield eligible at $3,400. Smith is hitting very, very well, especially versus right-handed pitching. So keep him on your radar. Going down to the 3Ks and below now, you got Andrew Vaughn is 27 versus Joe Ryan. I like Ryan, but Andrew Vaughn's a good value in a tournament if you want to fade Joe Ryan. Nick Prado's down here. He's first base outfield for Kansas City. He's $2,400 versus Wells. He's been kind of sneaky at his price point. Let's put it that way. Like 3 points, 8 points, 13-3. Nothing like out of this world special, but he's hit safely in four straight games. He's free. He's $2,400. If you're stacking Kansas City, you want a couple one-offs. I don't hate it. Ryan Noda's an intriguing play at $2,300 versus Bryce Miller. Another super cheapy play that could have, you know, home run, the double dong potential upside at $2,300. That's the kind of values we're looking for. Second base for you, you got Ketel Marte at 52. I like that quite a bit versus John Gray. Nico Horner I love at 51 versus Williams. Wish he was a little cheaper, but it's still at 51. The way you can get on, steal some bags, score some runs, you can jump on that train. I'll keep playing Jorge Polanco. He's up to 47. I loved it when he was so much cheaper. He's come out guns blazing since returning from the IL. So Polanco at 47 is definitely solid. Going cheaper, though, Brandon Drury at 41. Talked about him already as an option for you. Geraldo Perdomo He's second base shortstop. He's 39 versus John Gray. He's a bit of a value, especially if you're stacking up on Arizona. Mauricio Dubon, talked about him on Monday. He scored 24 DK points. He came out in an interview on Monday and said, I circled this series when I saw it on the calendar because he's a former Giant that didn't feel like he got his due. He's $3,700 for his disco, so he's in play again. Another nice cash game play with some upside. Not sure he's got 24 against disco, but he's got some serious upside nonetheless. Ramon Urias, second base, third base versus Yarbrough at 33 is a bit of a value on this one. Going below 3K, though, Miguel Vargas for Strom at 27 if you need to. Bryce Terang and Coors at 27 is a good value. I know Terang's been scuffling a ton. You get $2,700 for the guy with a little bit of pop in Coors Field. I think there's something to like in that one. And there will be some other values, like Valdez from Boston. He's $2,100. He went deep, I believe, on Monday or Sunday, one of the two. So he'll be there as a nice cheapie. Bryce Wisely's down there at 2K for the Gigantes. Not looking to fade Hunter Brown, but if we're talking about cheapies, they're there. Excuse me. Third base position for you here. You got Rafael Devers, sure, but J-Ram versus Cole is intriguing in tournaments just because Cole will go up the occasional long ball, but not looking to stack that by any means. You got Machado at 52 versus Ashcraft. That'd be one I'd look at, but you just go cheap. McMahon at 48 versus Peralta. Awesome. Arenado's been abysmal, but you get Sandoval at 47. I'd still rather have McMahon at 48 or go straight to Patrick Wisdom at 46 versus Trevor Williams. I'll take that as well. Going down to the low fours into the threes now. You got Josh Young at 38 versus Gallen. Something's got to give between a hot bat and a hot pitcher. Your Ramon Urias is 33. I like that. Jose Miranda's been heating up quite a bit. He's 33 versus Kopech. Might be time to jump on Miranda while he's still cheap, because if he keeps this up, he'll be in the mid-fours in no time. So Miranda at 33 is very, very intriguing in a Minnesota stack. You got the Candyman, Jaime Candelario at 30K versus Wes Neski. Jake Berger's 28 versus Ryan. So you can get a cheap wise like your Berger and Vaughn. You get some cheapies here if you really want to. But if I want a cheapie, third base outfit eligible, let's keep playing him. He went to Ding Dong City again on Monday. It's three homers in his last five games. Nick Senzel, he's $2,700 versus Michael Wacha. So far, we've gone through four offensive positions, and Nick Senzel is by far my favorite punt on this slate. The dude is just doing it all at the dish, and I'm a big fan at $2,700. Shortstop, you got Willie Adames at 59 in Coors. It's great. Bichette 5-for-5 with a ding dong and his first stolen base of the season on Monday. He's $5,800 for Tanner Houck. That's not too shabby either. Those would be my two payups if you want them. Otherwise, Bobby Witt at 5K. We've talked about him. I've talked about him plenty. Like, just keep playing the dude. He's underappreciated. Tim Anderson should return on Tuesday. He's 51 versus Joe Ryan. Not sure I'm going there just yet, but he's in play. Yeah, Jorge Mateo at 47 versus Yarbrough. Not too shabby either. Going down to the low fours, I mentioned Geraldo Perdomo at 39 versus John Gray, second base shortstop eligible. Chris Taylor's 33 versus Strom. You'll get some cheap Rockies guys, whoever starts shortstop for them. They're both super cheap on this slate. You got Zach Neto at $2,700 versus Matt. I don't love these cheapies. I'll say that. Ezekiel Duran versus Gallen, but see, I'm not fading Gallen. I don't love these cheapies at the shortstop position like I did at other positions. So just keep that in mind. Kevin Smith of Oakland would be an interesting one, though. I will say that he'd be a guy I'd keep an eye on if you just want to punt the position versus Bryce Miller. Outfield for you on a 12 game banger of a slate. You got Shohei at 65, but let's start with Trout at 63 versus Mats. That's not too shabby. Yordan versus Disco, Tucker versus Disco at 61 and 58 respectively. Mookie Betts had a big night on Monday. He's 56 for Strom. Going down to the mid-fives now. There's tons of options on this slate. You got Christian Yelich at Coors at 55, Buxton at 54. Buxton at four dongs last week. That's pretty big. So keep that in mind. Corbin Carroll's day-to-day, if he's in the lineup at 52 versus John Gray, that's enticing. We got the return of Bryce Harper on Tuesday. He's 51 versus Julio Urias. But Ian Happ at 51, he went to Ding Dong City on Monday. Love him versus Trevor Williams. Like, that might be, if you don't want to break the bank, that's one of the better early pay-up spots with Ian Happ at 51. Hundo going down below 5K now. Got Hunter Renfro at 49, loves himself a lefty. Seiya Suzuki at 47 versus Trevor. I like the Cubs a lot on this slate. Patrick Wisdom at 46, some options there. Going down to the low fours now. Got Jared Kelnick's $4,300 versus Mason Miller. Don't mind that, especially with the bullpen discussion we've had before. That's in play. Keep going down here. Austin Hayes at $4,100 versus Yarbrough. That's a nice potential value considering how many 5K guys are here. So I like that a bit. Teoscar Hernandez at 4K versus Mason Miller is another one. Cody Bellinger is 4K versus Trevor Williams. That is awesome. I like that play a lot. Bellinger at 4K, return from the paternity list, and I'm ready to keep riding that train at $4,000. That is a discount for his production at this point in time. You got Jake Fraley at $3,800 versus Waka Waka Waka. Brent Rooker versus Bryce Miller at 38. That can be a nice value if you want to fade the kids. I have no problem fading the kids. Max Kepler probably leading off $3,700 versus Kopech. I like that. TJ Friedel at $3,700 versus Waka as well. So a couple nice high 3K options for you. Randall Grichuk is back. He's $3,600 in Coors. Not too shabby. I know it's Peralta, but it's a nice price point for him. Pavin Smith at 34, who we talked about earlier. I like that. As we get down to the low threes and into the twos, you got Doyle of Colorado's 31. Yeah, probably not on that one. Edward Olivares, big week last week. Got the back going in a big way. $2,900 versus Wells. There's a discount for you. Some more, though. Henry Ramos of Cincinnati at $2,800 versus Walker. I like that a ton. Nick Senzel at 27. Still love him. So Ramos and Senzel, too cheap. Reds, I've been playing a ton. Talked about them on Monday. Played them all weekend. They are in play for you on Tuesday night. And then, like, Nelson Velasquez, if he's in Chicago's lineup, he was there on Monday. He had a big power week last week. He's $2,600. Another cheapie if you need him. And see, like, Senzel, kind of Ramos, Velasquez, those dudes have, like, 15 to 20 point upside in the 2K range. Not that many have that. So that's why I like them a lot. Like Nick Prado at $2,400, I like. He doesn't really have that upside. At least he hasn't shown it. And that's the difference. So we'll have to see how that goes. But there'll be a ton down here on a 12 games, like 12 game slate. And Willie Calhoun will be here, but yeah, let's not do that and torture ourselves. And Michael A. Taylor's been playing well. That's interesting, kind of. McKenna of Baltimore, he'll probably start with the lefty Yarbrough on the mound. McKenna's 2K if you're stacking Baltimore. That's a good one. I don't really like it as a one-off, but it would be more of a stack piece for sure. All right, recapping your pitching. There will be arguments for other pitchers. I will listen to other arguments. I'm not saying these are the end-all, be-all, but this is how I'm going about it. Ryan at 10.5, Gallon at 10,000, Brown at 96. I got it. Brown, Ryan, Gallon. That's my order. And then we just skip down. Tanner Bibee at 6,500 and Bryce Miller at 4K. That's where I'm building my pitching right now. A lot can change when lineups and everything else come out. Looking at the bats on this slate, love the Cubs. One of my favorite stacks would be the Chicago Cubs versus Trevor Williams. I like that a lot on this slate. Minnesota versus Kopech. I will keep targeting Kopech because he's just not good at baseball. I think Baltimore versus Yarbrough and Kansas City versus Wells. I like both of those quite a bit on this slate. A couple more here before we head on out, as before I lose internet service. You got the Angels, St. Louis games up in the air for me. Like Arizona versus John Gray quite a bit. I think there's a lot there. You got Coors Field in play. Milwaukee targeting Feltner would be something I would look to do for sure on that slate. The Seattle-Oakland discussion is interesting just for the fact I mentioned, you know, early bullpens, yada, yada, yada. That's fun. Other than that, really not targeting too much there. So the Cubbies is my go-to on this slate with some other ones you can definitely build around if you're feeling the need to do it. But that'll do it, folks. 12-game Tuesday slate coming up for you, starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. Hit us up in the Game of the Edge Fantasy Discord. It's $5 a month over on patreon.com/GTEFantasy. Tons of written content and much more there. Worth the price of admission. But that'll do it. I'll be back to you guys on Wednesday. This was your Tuesday, May 2nd edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.